With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. As Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services faces a proposed $93 million in budget cuts in the wake of state revenue shortfalls, the department's new director says she hopes to maintain efforts to combat Montana's high suicide rate. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Newly appointed DPHHS Director Sheila Hogan says the department will continue to supply resources to address suicide rates in Montana that are some of the highest in the nation.
It's very important to the governor, and it's very important to individuals here. And so we're just going to continue the direction and make sure we have all the resources to bear on this crisis in Montana.
When asked if the budget cuts proposed by the legislature could impact the department's role at providing suicide prevention services, Hogan said she hoped not, but added it would be unclear until lawmakers finalize and pass a budget. She also said Montana's HELP Act, which is funded in part by the Affordable Care Act, is important to providing behavioral health services for people at risk of suicide. President Donald Trump has said he will repeal and replace the ACA. Montana DPHHS Director Sheila Hogan says she is hopeful Montana's HELP Act will stay in place. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.